Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Justice Department says federal prosecutors are assessing whether to bring hate crime charges in the slaying of a black man in Georgia. Ahmaud Arbery was fatally shot in February after a pursuit by a white father and son who told police they thought he was a burglar. The men were arrested more than 2 months later and charged with felony murder. A Justice Department spokesperson said in a statement today that the department's Civil Rights Division and federal prosecutors in Georgia are looking at evidence to decide whether hate crime charges are warranted. Georgia has no hate crime law allowing charges at the state level. A White House memo is directing everyone to wear masks when entering the West Wing. It comes as there have been coronavirus cases close to the president. In Florida, many hair salons and barbershops opened today for the first time since being shut down due to COVID-19. The state is requiring that all workers wear masks and gloves. Marvin Evans, owner of 850 Salon in Tallahassee, says he decided to take it a step further.
We provide masks if the client comes in and doesn't have one, because we require a mask in order for you to have a service. And we take your temperature before you come in. Clients have to call when they get to the parking lot to let us know that they're here. And when their stylist is ready, then we call them in from the parking lot. We don't not allow anybody in the waiting area.
Evans says he believes going over the requirements sends a positive message to his employees as well as clients. He says business has been good so far and many clients are booking appointments in the next few weeks. According to the Florida Department of Health website updated this morning, there are now nearly 41,000 positive coronavirus cases in the state. 1,399 people have died in Florida. More than 330 people have died in just the last week. More than 7,200 people are hospitalized. A top World Health official is warning that countries are essentially driving blind in reopening their economies without setting up strong contact tracing to beat back flare-ups of the coronavirus. The World Health Organization's Dr. Michael Ryan declined to name any specific countries he saw as deficient, but he praised Germany and South Korea's robust contact tracing systems. A number of U.S. states continue to lift business restrictions meant to blunt the virus. Many, including Florida, do not have a robust contact tracing system. Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida cabinet are scheduled to get together in late May for their first meeting since before the state started to feel the effects of the pandemic. The cabinet has not met in person, online, or by phone since February 4th. Last week, Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried called it frustrating that the cabinet had not heard in months from state agencies.
It's really important for us as a cabinet to come together and to show unity again. I mean, the state of Florida is still suffering, is still worried. We have unemployment numbers that are still through the roof, an unemployment system that's not working for our citizens.
A scheduled April cabinet meeting was canceled in the interest of public health. Another meeting had been scheduled for tomorrow, May 12th. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that Major League Baseball owners have given the go-ahead to making a proposal to the players' union that could lead to the coronavirus-delayed season starting around the 4th of July weekend in ballparks without fans. Today's plan envisions expanding the designated hitter to the National League for 2020. Spring training would start in early to mid-June. Each team would play about 82 regular season games, most against opponents in its own division. Postseason play would be expanded from 10 clubs to 14 by doubling wild cards in each league to 4. Well, here is the weather for the Tampa Bay area. Tonight it'll be clear and breezy. Overnight lows tonight will be in the mid-60s. Tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with high temperatures tomorrow in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.